In Alabama, teams of federal, state, and county investigators are looking into the burning of 9 Baptist churches. Arson is suspected in most of the cases. Alabama Governor Bob Riley is visiting some of the sites today. Brett Tannehill of Alabama Public Radio reports.
Authorities are searching for 2 suspects, both white men. They are also looking for a dark-colored SUV that was reportedly seen in the area of 2 of the fires. So far, investigators say 7 of the 9 fires are the work of arsonists. They are still investigating the cause of 2 fires. U.S. Attorney Alice Martin says the perpetrators could face federal charges under the Church Arson Prevention Act.
Federal law says whoever intentionally defaces, damages, or destroys any religious real property because of race, color, or ethnic characteristics of any individual associated with that property can be punishable.
All the churches that burned are Baptist, but it's unknown if that was by accident or design. It's also unknown whether the fire meant to target any particular race. 5 of the churches have mostly black congregations. 4 of them are predominantly white. All of the fires were set before dawn. All of the churches are located along stretches of secluded highway. Highway 17, which runs near the Mississippi border, is linked to 3 of the fires, including the one at Dancy First Baptist Church in Pickens County. At the crime scene in the church parking lot, generators pump electricity into mobile command units for the Pickens County Sheriff's Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Yellow police tape surrounds the modest 1-story red brick building, which suffered major damage. The congregation has about 100 members. The original church is thought to have been built by former slaves during the Reconstruction era. The structure that was burned Tuesday was built in 1999.
Oh, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I said, no, not our church, too. I can't believe it. And so I got ready and everything. My niece called me. We came on down here. And she cried and hollered all the way. She was so upset.
Annie Hodges Gunner has been the church's secretary for 60 years.
We're just going to stick together and praise the Lord and pray for those people and hope that, you know, they'll have a change of heart.
Despite the attack, the Reverend Walter Hawkins, pastor of the church, describes the surrounding area as a rural, loving community. And he says neither the fire nor the people who said it will change anything.
We pray for them. We pray for everyone. And we have no hard feelings for them. And I tell everyone that they burned the building, but not the church, because the church is in our hearts.
Nearby, federal agents make plaster casts of tire tracks leading away from the church, tire tracks that indicate someone left the area in a hurry. Pickens County Sheriff David Abston says they are hard at work putting together the clues.
It upsets the community anytime you attack a worship house of worship, and we want to get to the bottom of it and find out who's behind it.
Authorities suspect more than one arsonist may be involved because of multiple origins of fire inside some churches. Local officials say they've increased patrols and are asking the public to be vigilant. Meanwhile, members of the affected churches are looking for other places to worship. Dancy Baptist congregation is being taken in by some nearby churches until repairs to its building can be completed. Alpha Insurance, which insures most of the churches burned, has offered a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.